Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This match starts 6. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord tonight.
Give honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Vaughn, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN prayer board, to our PNN advisors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 12th chapter of Romans, the 9th through the 21st verse. The title in the Bible is Christian Conduct. I like to use a subtitle, Love in Action. Don't just pretend to love others. Let love be genuine. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. In honor preferring one another. Not sloppy in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. I have read to you the 12th chapter of Romans, the 9th through the 21st verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Sister Mary, amen for reading our scripture. Amen for tonight. Praise God. Amen. A prayer. Praise God. Missionary Dan. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without him, my life would be dripping like a ship. Without a sail, without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without Christ, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. Without Christ, I would be nothing. Without him, I would surely fail. Without him, my life would be drifting like a ship without a sail. One more time. Without him, I would be nothing. Without him, I would fail. Without Christ, my life life will be drifting like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we praise you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. Lord, we glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. Lord, we come before you right now, Lord, giving you the praise, giving you the glory, giving you the honor, Lord God. But, Lord God, you are so worthy of it, Lord. And we come tonight, Lord God, to say thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. We appreciate you right now, Lord God. And we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, each and every one of us, Lord God, name by name, one by one, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God, for any and everything that we may have done that you wasn't pleased with, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to, Lord God, look upon our hearts, Lord God, and see, Lord God, that we love you so much, Lord God. And, Lord God, if we've made any mistakes, Lord God, along the way today, Lord God, any thought that wasn't even like you, Lord God, we come tonight asking you to look upon us and forgive us, Lord God. Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to create in us, Lord God, a clean heart, Lord God, renew a right spirit within us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your presence, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, for we realize and know that we can't come before you any kind of way, Lord God. So we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to make us worthy this night. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. Whatever the need may be on the line tonight, Lord God, we ask you right now to supply according to your riches and glory, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon us name by name, Lord God, for you know our name, Lord God. You know our name. And we asking you right now, Lord God, to look and see our need tonight, Lord God. If it's healing, Lord God, we asking you to heal tonight, Lord God. If it's salvation, Lord God, we asking you to save, Lord God. We asking you to deliver, Lord God. We asking you to set free, Lord God. If it's a broken heart, Lord God, we asking you to mend that heart, Lord God. We know you able, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you can do it, Lord God. Nobody but you, Lord God. Nobody but you, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, acknowledging your presence, Lord God, acknowledging you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to have your way in our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, on the speaker tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, to let us hear it has to say unto us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to receive your word, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, not to be on the line just to hear. Lord God, help us to receive your word on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come for no shape, form, or fashion. But we come because we need you, Lord God. Lord God, we can't do nothing without you. And we need you, Father. We need you. We need you. We need you. In times like this, Lord God, we need you, Lord God. In times like this, we need a Savior, Lord God. In times like this, we need a healer, Lord God. In times like this, we need you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord God, asking you to have your way once again. In the name of Jesus, look on Minister Bradley tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move, Lord God, like never before in her life, Lord God. Strengthen the Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Evangelist Burns, touch her right now, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, supply, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Lord God, because you're worthy, Lord God. You're so worthy, Lord God, to be praised, and we thank you right now. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift you up this day in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah to your name. We give you the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Missionary Fan, praise God. Amen for the prayer. Amen. I know you got to feel better now. Praise God. Amen. So we will thank you. Praise God. Amen. Tonight. Amen. Again. Praise God. Amen. You still have time to text, call. Amen. Your friends. Praise God. Your neighbors to let them know. Praise God. The Prayer News Network is on live. Amen. Tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to ask, praise God. Amen. An honor tonight. Praise God. Amen. To amen. For our visionary. Praise God. The host. Praise God. Amen. Is going to come tonight. Praise God. Amen. And give us a song tonight. Praise God. Amen. Before the speaker come. Praise God. Amen. And we actually praise God. Just receive her by saying, praise the Lord. Praise God. None other than, amen, Evangelist Annette Bradley. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you, Evangelist. God bless you, people of God. We give God thanks and praise tonight. Protocol has been established. We're just grateful tonight to be here in the presence of the Lord, and we have great expectations for what the Lord is about to do. Amen. It gives me honor to be able to serve the Lord in any capacity. Amen, Jesus. And on tonight, I just ask that you pray with me. Glory to God. As I bless the Lord in song on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadows grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing hands, and he helps me do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved in his own. And when the storm, when the storm of life is raging, and the billows, the billows, oh, they roll. But I'm glad he shall hide me. I'm glad the Lord shall hide me. I'm safe in his arms, in his loving arms. I'm safe in his arms. When I find no rest, when I find no hope, I'm safe in His arms so glad I'm saved in Jesus. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, amen. One of my favorite songs, praise God. Amen. Safe. Amen. In the arms, amen, of Jesus, praise God. Amen. That's our safety. Amen. You're only safe in the arms of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight, praise God. In other words, don't move, praise God. Stay where you are, praise God. Amen. Stay under the umbrella. Glory to God. Amen. You're safe. Amen. Safe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Because the blood still works. Glory to God. Amen. Don't step out. Amen. But stay. Amen. Stay under the umbrella. Stay. Praise God. In the arms. Amen. Amen. In the arms of Jesus tonight. Praise God. Amen. And we have come down, praise God, amen, to the good part, amen, all of it was good, prayer, the scripture, the songs, amen, glory to God, all of it was good, amen, glory to God, amen, but we're getting to the important part, praise God, amen, of the service, hallelujah, on tonight, amen, glory to God, and we just feel honored and grateful tonight, praise God, amen, for the man of God, praise God, amen, that take out his time, amen, glory to God, to be with us, amen, glory to God, on the Prayer News Network, praise God, amen, we are excited, amen, tonight, glory to God, amen, for what he has done, what he's going to do, glory to God, amen, and we are excited, praise God, amen, because we have, amen, glory to God, the honor, praise God, amen, to introduce him, praise God, amen. Amen. So we want to say that, amen, amen, that he is, praise God, amen, true man of God, amen, glory to God, amen, the song said we've been with them, praise God, amen, for a while now, praise God, amen, they also, amen, amen, he's the founder, him and his wife, praise God, Apostle Chauncey, praise God, alone, praise God, Apostle Russell, praise God, Apostle Chauncey Russell, praise God, the founder, praise God, amen, of the house of refuge, praise God, amen, building the wall prayer team, praise God, amen, an awesome prayer team, praise God, amen, along, praise God, with the Cocos, amen, Dr. Cynthia, amen, Gerardo, praise God, amen, come on every day from 12 noon, praise God, amen, to the Holy Ghost, amen, stop. Praising God, amen. So we thank God, amen, for him, praise God. We try to say, amen, how could I, praise God, amen, tell you something about him, praise God, amen. Amen, glory to God. One thing I do know, praise God, amen, the degrees that he have, amen, he has his BA degree, praise God, amen. He's born again, glory to God, amen. Glory to God, he has a DD degree. Amen. He's a devil destroyer. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He has, praise God, amen, his PW degree. Praise God. Amen. He's a prayer warrior. Praise God. Amen. And much, much more. I could say, praise God, we was trying to look on his page, praise God, and I'm like, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He said so many things. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But we're going to let, praise God, amen, Apostle Russell, praise God, amen. This is his first time being with us, praise God, amen, on the Prayer News Network, praise God, amen. And we want you to show him some love, praise God, amen. Give him your amens, praise God, amen. He will preach, can preach, praise God. Glory to God, amen. And we thank God tonight, praise God, amen, for him finding time to be with us, praise God, on the Prayer News Network. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Bradley. Praise God. Amen. And we just want to, amen, ask him, praise God, amen, to unmute his phone, amen, and just smash *6. Amen. He can tell you more about himself if he so desire. Amen. But we praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to listen. Praise God. And you're going to hear. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He's been to the Holy Ghost headquarters. Amen. Like on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But the men thought, amen, he's drunk. Amen. But Peter let him know, amen, he's not drunk. And you sit there and suppose. Amen. Glory to God. It's only 3 o'clock. Amen. But it's that, this is that, what was spoken, amen, by the prophet Joel. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to present to some and introduce to others. Praise God. Amen. And after the man of God, amen, amen, finished ministering, praise God, amen, hallelujah, he will come back, amen, glory to God, amen, and take your prayer requests, amen, glory to God, amen, and do, amen, prayer, glory to God, amen. So this time, praise God, we introduce to you and introduce, amen, to some, praise God, amen, none other than, amen, Apostle Russell, praise God, amen. Let's receive him by saying, praise the Lord. Amen. Apostle Russell, just match *6. Amen. And come on over.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you,
Evangelist Barnes. God bless you. To God, all of God's people, grace and peace. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for in him we move, live, and have our being. We're grateful for the Lord for this time that we can give honor to the Spirit of Christ as the head of our life, and thank God for being saved, sanctified, amen, Holy Ghost filled, and fire baptized, and have a mind to continue to go, amen, to do the will of the Lord. We honor, amen, Evangelist Annette Bratt, and to this wonderful team. We thank God for this privilege. Thank God for this opportunity. The Lord is so kind to us, amen, in the time that we're living in, amen, so many things, amen, that are going wrong, and so many people, amen, are losing it, but yet we're still in our right mind, amen. We're still, amen, pressing on. We still have a mind to serve him, amen. And don't take it lightly, because the enemy desires, amen, is fighting for the minds of the believer. He already got the minds of the world, and he's trying to take the minds of the believer. But I heard the word of the Lord said he'll keep our mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. We love the Lord on tonight, and we thank you for this privilege and this opportunity once again, amen, to all of them that are joining, amen, from the House of Refuge Prayer, Building the Wall of Prayer team. We thank God for all of you, amen. And we'll let you, amen, go with me to the throne of grace as before we come and declare with us as the Lord, amen. I do want to thank God, amen, for him just being so good to us, amen. And we're so happy, we're so elated to be here tonight, amen, amen. I'm kind of a young old person, amen, amen. We go to bed with the chickens, amen, amen, because we get up so early in the morning for prayer. But, amen, God is stretching me out, amen, and causing me, amen, to hang out with the young folks, amen, amen, amen. It's a good thing, amen, amen. I said Evangelist Barnes and them got a late starting time, amen. By 9 o'clock, I used to even get my third nap on, amen, amen. It's good, amen, but thank God, amen, and amen. We need to. Amen. Any time that we can come, amen, to call on the name of the Lord, to bless the name of the Lord, amen, we are willing and able. Dear God, our Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for these, your people. We come to you to ask you tonight, Lord, my God, to speak to us, Lord, and anoint us, Lord God. Father, we yield unto you, God, right now. We surrender whole heart, mind, and soul, God, and spirit, God. Father, you are the potter. We are the clay tonight. God, move. Speak like you want to. Do what you want to do, God. Oh, God, we're putting on your hands, God. We're yielded vessels, God. Father, forgive us for any sins that we have committed, God. And as we come to, Lord, to declare divine words of life, God, bless right now, God. You be glorified. You be lifted up. For your word says, Lord, if you be lifted up, Father, you'll draw all men unto you, God. I pray tonight if there's any one of us, God, that's on the line, God, that's going through sickness or going through hardship, God, or going through, God, crisis now, God, that you would deliver tonight, that you would set free, that you would send your words, God, with clarity and precision, God. In the name, give me, God, the frame, the mind, God, and the articulation of speech to declare what you have said in your most holy word, God. For thy word have I hidden in my heart, hallelujah, that we might not sin against you, O God. We're thankful, O my side, for your power. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for your word, God. O God, for your word is a keeper. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We thank you for your word tonight. Father, right now, bind the hand of the adversary, God. Bind the spirit of distraction, God, that tries to, Father, allows us to miss what you're saying in your word, God. Father, we thank you tonight that your word is like a hammer, God, and break up everything that need to be broken up, God. Your word is a healer and a deliverer, and we pray right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We do thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen. God bless you. I would to draw your attention tonight in the book, in the 1 Peter, amen, the 5th chapter, amen. And you'll find me the 6th, amen, through the 11th verse, amen. That's 1 Peter once again, chapter number 5, amen, verses number 6 through 11, in the name of the Lord. 1 Peter 5 and 6 declares, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he might exalt you in due time. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. 5 and 8 says, be sober. Amen. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, give about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse number 9, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions that are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Verse number 10, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto the eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that have suffered a while, make ye perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Verse number 11, in conclusion, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. We want to talk to you from a subject tonight, if you allow me tonight. Be alert. Amen. It's time to be alert. Amen. Amen. It's time to be alert. Amen. 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 We do understand the time that we're living in now. Amen. That is so much going on. Amen. Now, would that you, amen, consider this tonight. Amen. Some 30 years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Christians are facing greater persecution for their faith. Amen. And we do understand, amen, everybody is hopping on the Christian. Amen. Everybody is beating up on the Christian. Amen. The Christian is the most loved and hated believer of faith that there's in the world. Amen. Amen. Everything, amen, that's going on, they blame it on the Christians. Amen. How should they respond? Amen. Our answer tonight, today, is how should we respond to critics? Amen. How should we respond to those who lie on us? How should we respond to those who criticize us, who call us hypocrites? Amen. They love to call us hypocrites. Amen. And we must understand this, amen, by our text tonight. Amen. That we must be sober. Amen. Amen. We must understand because Jesus suffered all this persecution, amen, since Jesus suffered all, amen, the beating, amen, amen. He suffered, amen, being lied on, amen, being, amen, falsely accused, amen. But the Bible declares, amen, that he said not a mumbling word. And if it's our job as a Christian, amen, to leave it all in the hands of the Lord, amen. The word of the Lord said, vengeance is mine, said the Lord, amen. I will repay, amen. God will vindicate us, amen, if we only stay alert, amen. We're in the hour now that Christianity, that our brothers and sisters of believers are falling asleep, amen. They become drunk, amen, amen, drunk with carnality, amen. They love to parade around and love to dance on YouTube for the cameras and dance for the own because for vain glory, amen. And it's time for the believers to be alert, amen, because we must understand that we do have an adversary. An adversary is the devil, amen. He don't care how much you dance in front of the camera. He don't care how much you parade, amen, and how deep you can speak in tongue, amen. He's coming after you. He's coming after us, amen, because of the stand, because of who we serve, amen, and because of, amen, the time that we're in, amen. The time clock on the spiritual wall represents that it is late, amen. We're into the hour, amen, that things are coming to fruition, amen. But yet we still have believers that are sleeping, amen, sleeping on the enemy, sleeping on the job, sleeping on the post, and God wants to warn us and sound the alarm. He said, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up our voice like a trumpet in Zion. Show my people their transgression and the house of Israel their sins. And one of the things that we can be indicted is being asleep, amen, is slumbering, amen, on the time where things are happening and swiftly transpiring, amen. The Bible is being fulfilled on every hand, amen. And the first in Peter, amen, declares unto a persecuted church, amen, how do you respond when you're being persecuted? How do you respond when they're trying their best, amen, to discredit that Jesus is Lord, amen? How do you respond? You respond, my God, by being alert, amen, and being vigilant, amen, and being sober, amen, not being drunk, man, over and not being able to understand, amen, the time that we're living in, amen. We must understand that Peter, amen, we understand that Peter was a bad man, amen. He was a man that would cut you, and he was a man that would curse you out. He was a man that was going through his process. At one particular time, amen, when Jesus was getting ready to be crucified, when Jesus was getting ready, the enemy had came, amen, was coming, amen, because he knew his hour was up, amen. And while he was getting ready, amen, he told his disciples, amen, all of you going to be embarrassed for me, amen. All of you going to go through for me tonight. And he said, I'm going to be crucified, amen. I'm going to die, but in 3 days, I'm going to rise again. And all the disciples said, no, I'm not going to abandon you, Jesus. I'm going to go all the way with you. I'm going to follow you. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to denounce, amen. We're in the time now that the enemy wants us to denounce our faith, to denounce our stand, to denounce who we believe in, amen. But we must be alert, amen, and not to be caught off guard, amen. We've been saved long enough to understand, amen, that the enemy is persistent in what he do, amen. And we must be consistent and must be vigilant, amen. We must not be easily pushed over, amen, just because, amen, everybody else is doing it and everybody else is labeling themselves a believer, amen. And do not, amen, you'll know the fruit by what they bear, amen. So the church back then, amen, and First Peter that Peter was writing to, amen, he was telling them that they were suffering and how they're going to handle their suffering. You know, when it comes down to us, amen, suffering and going through and losing loved ones, amen, and when we go to the point, my God, where we lose it financially, amen, are behind and things that everything happening, amen, our response becomes different, amen. Our response becomes, amen, we become a sarcasm. We become, amen, because of what we're going through. We let what we're going through, amen, and make our response be different, amen. Our response shall always be the same, amen, that Jesus is what take care of us, amen. He took care of the persecution, the church that was being persecuted back in those times, 30 years after his resurrection, amen. The Apostle Peter writes a letter to both to confront the believer and to encourage them to stay strong, amen. If the word of the Lord, amen, will keep you, amen. I love what Paul said, Apostle Paul said, and in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may they begin to get the face against the wiles of the enemy. The enemy, amen, has a plan, amen, to try to get us, amen, to hold, to give up on what we know that works, amen. We know the power of prayer works, amen. We know that the word works, amen. But yet we do less of any of those things, amen. We pray less and we read the word less. We must be alert, amen, because you can't fight an enemy, a spiritual, amen, a demonic force that's been around for so long, amen, with the little word that you, little energy that you have, amen. It takes power, amen. The word of the Lord said, amen, after the Holy Ghost come upon you, you shall have power, amen. We must be able to be alert, man, to differentiate the times that we in, amen, to differentiate, amen, what's going on in the spirit, amen. We get caught at time after time sleeping, amen, and falling down at the job, amen, amen. So Peter, so he encouraged them, amen, to stay strong. He urges them to put their hope in the perfect future with Christ and obey, amen, and obey and trust him, amen, in the present and even in through their sufferings, amen. Christ suffered greatly, amen. It says, as Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourself likewise, amen. You must be armed and understand that he's after your mind. He's after your children. He's after the seed that you have brought forth. You must be alert that the enemy, amen, is not just breaking in at night times no more, man. He's doing daytime break-ins. They're trying to get you to get off focus, to get off track. But the warning is tonight that we must stay alert, amen. We must be, amen. We must understand, amen, the time that we're living in, amen. Now the Christ followers have the opportunity to follow him, and they're showing in his grace and power, and their hopelessness and obedience in his faith. Thus far, Peter has affirmed that Christians have to be chosen, been chosen by God, set aside for his purpose. We should not be, amen, surprised by our suffering. Amen. Peter also declares, amen, that we think it not strange when fiery things happen to us, like we don't know what's happening. We must understand that the adversary, amen, the devil, amen, is seeking whom he may devour. Amen. He has the world, amen, and he's coming in and creeping in on the church, amen. The church has been indicted, amen, to be, amen, to be drunken, amen, and not being sober, amen. Amen. You must, amen, understand what you mean by being drunk, amen, that we're out of balance, amen, that we're out of sort, amen. But the Lord wants us to understand, amen, that he wants to give us, amen, that alertness to know that our spirit, man, be alert when something is going on, and to be watchful and to be prayerful, amen. In Matthew's, the 26th chapter and the 41st verse, Jesus told them to watch and pray, amen, for because our spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, amen. We must be, amen, to be able to, amen, keep our watch on, amen, to understand who's around us and what's around us and what's going on and what type of spirit that is, amen, and what type of spirit is trying to, amen, get us, amen, to get out of alignment, God, amen. And one thing we must all understand, amen, that the enemy, amen, have turned up the heat, amen. And that's why Peter told us, amen, to be sober and to be vigilant, amen, because the adversary, amen, outdid the devil, amen, is after us. He's trying to get us to take back our testimony. He's trying to get us to take back our praise. He's trying to get us to take back, amen, for God I'll live and for God I'll die, amen. He wants us, amen, to be focused on what he's doing, amen, and not being preoccupied what he is doing and not focused on what God is doing, amen. He wants us, amen, to be unarmed, amen, so he can, amen, defeat us, amen. But we must be armed to understand with the whole armor on, amen, to be able to fight against the wiles of the enemy, amen. And we do know, amen, he tells us, Peter told us, he told the church, amen, amen, casting all your cares, amen, no matter what you have going through, amen, casting all your cares upon him, for he really cares about us, amen. Some of us have been in a season, amen, that we didn't know that we were, amen, ran over, and we allow ourselves to get caught out there with the enemy, amen, caught out there, amen, and caught off guard, amen. God wants us to get ourselves, I hear him tell us to get back on your post, amen, get
back on your prayer, prayer time. Get back into the word, amen. Get back into seeking my face, amen. Get back into calling on my name, amen. Until people, until souls get saved, amen. Until deliverance comes, amen. Get back in with the hunger and the thirst, amen, and the trust that we have, amen. We must understand, amen, that the enemy is not our friend, amen. He's not our buddy. He's not our dinner partner. He is our adversary, and he must be treated as so, amen. You must not allow him an inch unless he's coming, amen, to take the whole enchilada. And what is going on today is he's trying, amen. The battleground that we fight is in our mind, amen. He's trying to get us to think all types of stuff, amen. He's trying to get us to be presumptuous and not, amen, declare, amen, what the word of the Lord says, amen. The word of the Lord is stronger, amen, than the enemy that we fight, amen. But yet we don't use it. When Jesus was in, amen, was going up to be tempted, amen, to test it of the enemy by the Holy Spirit, amen. The enemy tried him in the three facets of life, amen. He tried him and made him think, amen, to turn stones into bread. But Jesus said, amen, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. He declared the word. How are you going to fight an enemy with no word? How are you going to fight an enemy with no power? The power comes through the word. And the word, amen, was made flesh, and it dwelt among us, amen. And the enemy kept on coming, and he kept on being persistent. But every time that the enemy tried something, Jesus come, he come after him. He defeated him with the word. He defeated him with what the word says, amen. He declared, amen. And now that we have the word in us, amen, we must not be, amen, so afraid, amen, because fear, amen, is trying to grip our mind, trying to take our young people, trying to take our family. But tonight you need to be on alert to let the devil know tonight that my family belongs to God, that my mind belongs to God, that my ministry belongs to God, that everything that God has given me, amen, that I'm fighting it with all I know how, amen. I'm standing toe to toe. I put a line in the sand, and it won't be defeated. I got victory, amen. And the word, a victory comes through standing on the word of God tonight. We must be alert. The alarm is being sound. There's a clarion call for us to get up and to fight, amen, and to not stop laying down, stop taking, Lord, breaks, stop taking mental breaks, stop taking spiritual breaks, amen. We at the hour now that we got to put the pressure on the enemy like he's been putting on us, amen. We must be at high alert, amen, because the enemy, amen, he's taken up his game, but the believer, amen, is still, amen, playing around in one dimension, but God is calling us, amen, to go up higher, amen, to defeat, amen. There's a level and a dimension that we got to go get to, amen. And we don't have no time, amen, amen, getting caught out there, getting, amen, what they used to do, sneak attacks, because the enemy do not play fair. He comes and he sneaks you, amen, in the world. They call that sucker punch, amen, amen. When you're getting ready to square up with someone, amen, they're trying to get the advantage over you, but don't let the enemy get the advantage over you, amen. Keep your house covered in the blood. Keep your mind covered in the blood. Keep your heart covered in the blood. Keep your children covered in the blood, because the blood is more powerful than any enemy that we have faced. That the enemy, hallelujah, let him know tonight, I'm coming right now, and I'm taking back, amen, with the authority, amen. I'm taking back my children. I'm taking back my neighborhood. I'm taking back my community. Oh, my God, tonight, we must be alert, amen. We must be vigilant, amen. Someone that is fighting, amen, for the good cause, amen, the cause of righteousness, amen. There's the enemy that comes against us, and if he wants us, amen, to walk unrighteous, to walk unright, amen, to be, oh God, all, to be staggering and not understanding the time that we're on. And I know that they said it, but surely it's getting way in the evening, and there is things that are transpiring inspiring that we must be alert, amen. We must not allow the enemy. We must sound the alarm. Be watchmen on the wall. Get back to your post. Get back to where you're supposed to be and fighting, God, Messiah. And right now we need to understand in this century, in this time, in this dispensation, we must understand that we must have the whole armor on, that we must be able to understand the enemy that we're fighting. Oh, my God, he's trying his best, amen, to go after leaders. He's trying his best to go after prayer warriors. Look, he's trying his best to go after intercessors. But we must, my God, we must stand strong on the word of God. We must stand firm on the word of God. We must stand on steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, and the work of the Lord. Sound the alarm, amen. There is tonight, amen. There is a python spirit trying to even choke the very life out of the spirit out of you. But you must, amen, you must engage with it and declare, amen, that it shall not come nigh, that you scatter it right now, that you right now burn it up right now by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, amen. We must be alert, amen. We must be this, we must be sober, amen, amen. We must be vigilant, amen. For the adversary, amen, our adversary, amen, is our adversary, amen, amen, is it because our adversary, the devil, is as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour, being steadfast, whom being steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions, amen, are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world, amen. We are all going through something, amen, amen. But, amen, we still must be alert, amen. We cannot allow our problems, the situation, circumstances, amen, to cause us not to be alert, to cause us to be, amen, to not to be attentive. God is doing, amen, amen. But the God of all grace, who have called you into eternal, amen, by Christ Jesus, glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, amen, amen. It looks like, amen, the suffering goes on for a long time, amen, but it's not. Your trouble don't last always, amen. Your trouble won't last always, amen. There's an end, amen, to everything that you're in right now, amen, and God calls, amen, he calls a conclusion, amen, to the whole matter, amen, after you have learned what you need to learn, after you have learned what God is trying to teach you and show you and bring you an amen from the backside and to the front side of the mountain, after you have suffered a while, amen, 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 and we cannot go through suffering, amen, moaning and groaning and complaining, amen, God, why I'm going through this again, no, amen, God has a plan and a purpose, he says in Romans 8:28, we know all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Amen. That's a purpose behind your pain. Amen. There's a purpose, amen, behind what you have been experiencing. But you got to be alert. He's trying to teach us, amen. He's trying to get us, amen, to be, amen, stronger and to graduate, amen. Anytime that God allows the enemy to come against you, there's a promotion coming, amen. There's an elevation coming. There's increase coming. Something is coming through that, amen. So we should not, amen, not complain about it. But it says in everything, give thanks, but it's the will of God in concerning you and Christ Jesus, amen. After we have suffered a while, amen, amen, make you perfect, amen. Whatever was imperfect in you, there was something that the Father saw in you, amen, that was not what he, that was didn't line up with the purpose, didn't line up to what his plan was for you, and God has to perfect those things concerning you. He perfect those imperfections in us by taking us through, amen, the refining fire. But when we come out, amen, amen, there's glory, amen, there's glory when you come in, and there's glory when you come out, because you know God will not allow you to have anything to happen to you, happenstance, amen. He has a purpose for the pain, amen. He's perfected within you, amen. The things that, amen, you know the things that the shortcomings that we have, the short tempers that we have, amen, the complaining that we have, the murmuring that we have, amen. The right now thing, we want God to do it right now, but God let us know that he ain't ready for that yet. There's still more things that I'm trying to perfect in you. There's some more things I'm trying to work out of you. I'm trying to build, amen, the muscle in you, the faith in you, amen. I know they're talking about you. I know they're canalizing your name, but I'm perfecting you not to respond, amen, in the way in the flesh, amen, but to retreat to your knees, to retreat, amen, to thank you. How do you love people, amen, that always have something bad to say about you? How can you love a person? How can you love them? Look at what Jesus did. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Yeah, but that was Jesus. But you have the Lord. You have Jesus inside of you. And greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. After he perfect you, you're on the perfecting. He's trying to perfect you in this season. He's trying to perfect the errors of our ways. He's trying to perfect, amen, the old that they got. Take the old out and put new oil in. And any time God's trying to put new oil in, he has to make sure that you can hold it, amen, in the name of the Lord. Establish you, amen. Establish your going in. Establish your coming out, amen. He's trying to, amen, make you consistent, amen. You know you've been going up and down, amen. You've been swinging with the weather. The weather's cold to you, colder. The weather's hot for you. But he's trying, amen, to establish you, amen, in the name of the Lord. Strengthen and settle you, amen. That's all things that comes through, amen. Being alert, amen. Watching and praying and understanding, amen, what God is doing and understanding what the enemy is trying to do. It's working hand in hand, amen. So we must put up our dukes, amen, as Paul says, amen, and 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith, amen. You got to fight it with the word. You can't fight it in your flesh. You can't fight it with your sarcasm. You can't this battle. You can't win like that. You got to win it, amen, with calling on the name of the Lord. You got to win by humbling yourself, by yielding yourself to the, amen, to the plan of God. Hey, say, God, whatever you're doing in the season, Father, I don't want you to do it without me. I'm a yielded vessel. I'm alert now, God. I'm awake now, God. I know the enemy's been rocking me to sleep, been trying to get me to sell out, trying to get me to give in. But there is a reward coming for those who stand on his word, who refuse to take down, as Peter told the church over in that time. I know you've been suffering. I know you've been persecuted. But amen, but you got to be sober. You got to be vigilant. You got to let the enemy just have his way with you, have his way with your family. And tonight, I come to sound the alarm that you need to wake up and be alert, and be alert what God is doing. God's been trying to wake you up and trying to bring you up and trying to establish you. Hallelujah. It comes through tears. It comes through persecution. But thank God, God is taking us through it. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to be alert. Amen. We must. And tonight, amen, the word of the Lord is trying to get you, amen, to focus in, to zoom in, amen, to what heaven is doing by Sunday, to what heaven is doing, amen, for what God is working in your life, in the believer's life, amen, amen. Be alert, amen. It's time to be alert. It's time, amen. Our response time, amen, when you're drunk is not the same as when you're sober, amen. You've uncoordinated when you're drunk. You can't fight. You can't fight when you're drunk because you don't know who you're hitting. You don't know what, amen. You'll be so alleviated that you're swinging at the wrong thing, amen, that you're missing, amen, amen. And it's not the season to be missing anything. It's time to hit the target. It's time to aim, amen, to have a whole arm armor on and be a soldier, amen, and not being the ones, amen, that is selling out, amen, that God, that's selling, my God, that's selling out, amen, for programs in Luke, filthy Luke, and selling out for a higher stage, and my God, and God said he will build you, amen. He said, amen, if you humble yourself and do see that I will exalt you, I will lift you up. He told Abraham, I'm going to make your name greater, amen, but you got to be focused on me. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. You can't give up now. It's in the heat of the battle, amen. You can't get drunk now. You can't be the one, amen, that's a coward now. You got to be, man, you got to be a bold soldier fighting, amen, on this warfare, amen. The warfare is intensified, and I come to tell you, you got to be that more intense with the word, that more intense with your prayer, that more intense with your worship. In the name of the Lord Jesus, it's time to be alert tonight. It's time, amen, amen, to put our, amen, to put our spiritual eyes, to have it locked in to what God is doing. Amen, dear, thank you. Amen, it's my prayer tonight that you open up tonight, that you open up your eyes, that you be alert, amen, and seeing, amen, that you can see what the enemy is trying his best to do to stop you, to hinder you, because he knows some great some things, amen, that God is doing, and he's trying to get you to miss it. But don't miss it, my sister and my brother. Don't miss it, amen. Stay alert, amen. Stay alert to your surroundings. Stay alert to who is coming in your life and who is trying to get close to you, and while they're trying to get close to you, amen, there is some, amen, spirit, some unclean spirit that's slithering, that's trying to even choke the very ministry out of you, choke the very anointing out of you. Amen. Thank you. But you got to be strong, and you can be courageous. Amen. Tonight, thank God for you. Be alert. Be alert. Amen. Amen. In the next few days, someone is going through warfare, even as I'm talking. Amen. Someone is experiencing the worst warfare they have experienced. Amen. Since they have this, since they be on this side. But I come to tell you, amen, when you're alert and you're harmed and dangerous, you will come out on the winning side. You will come out on the winning side. But nobody I know that God didn't prepare, that God prepared, ever lost any battle. Because, amen, he prepares you. He leads you. He guides you. He shows you what's going to happen before it happens. But you got to prepare your spirit, man. You got to prepare in prayer. You got to turn that plate around. You got to turn it upside down. Eat that word and watch you come. Watch what God does for you and through you. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. I turn this over, amen, to Evangelist Barnes tonight. Amen. I thank God for you for this time. Amen. Amen. Be alert, my sister. Amen. There's alarm going off in your spirit, my brother. Be alert. He's trying to show you something. He's trying to reveal something to you. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus tonight. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. 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 On tonight. Be alert. Be alert. Be alert. Glory to God. Amen. The man of God. Praise God. Amen. Let us know. Be alert. Amen. Don't have time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. To slumber. Amen. But to be sober. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Let us know some of us, amen, been falling asleep, amen, on the job. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Some things have distracted us. Glory to God. Out of balance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our spirit man, amen, knows and feels, amen, something just ain't right. Amen. And let us know, praise God, what we need to get back in line. Praise God. Amen. We have drifted away. Praise God. Amen. We have gotten satisfied. Praise God. Amen. Our prayer life, our prayer. Glory to God. Amen. 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 It's not what it used to be. Praise God. We have gotten distracted. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Something is going on. Amen. And the enemy, praise God. Amen. I know you can feel it. I definitely can feel it, praise God. Amen.
Yep.
The heat. Amen. The heat has been turned up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What is going on? What is going on? Praise God. It comes and hits me right in my dead face. Praise God. Amen. It has come from the outsiders, the insiders. Amen. Wherever. Glory to God. Amen. The heat is up. The heat has been turned up. Praise God. Amen. To where? Praise God. Hallelujah. My tears. Amen. Amen. And I know I'm not by myself. Amen. My tears have come to me at night. Glory to God. Amen. The heat has been turned up. Amen. To get us into a position to where? Praise God. Amen. We can be alert. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get back on our post. Amen. Standing on the promises of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Put pressure on the enemy. Glory to God. Put pressure on it. Praise God. Amen. Just like we do with wounds. Apply the pressure. Amen. And once we apply the pressure, the bleeding stops. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So much. So much. Amen. The apostle has said tonight, praise God, we've just jotted down. Glory to God. Amen. The things. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we pray tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We know the word has found you. Amen. Because it found me tonight. Glory to God. Amen. But we come to let you know tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If you found yourself somewhere in this word, glory to God. Amen. Lord, help me. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If you're not saved, hallelujah. Amen. This is your night. Amen. To be saved. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever the condition may be. Amen. Whatever you pray for tonight. Amen. Just match star 6. Amen. Glory to God. And just come on over. Hallelujah. The man of God. Amen. We'll pray with you. Glory to God. Amen. Just match star 6. Amen, and come on over. What a word tonight. Amen. Be alert. Hallelujah. Be alert. Be alert. Glory to God. Anyone desire prayer, praise God. Amen. The man of God is here tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Glory
thank
to
you.
God.
I turn on
hallelujah.
Thank
anyone
you,
desire prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Just imagine part 6. Amen. And come on over. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory. Amen. Amen. He let us know. Amen. While we're going through so much, amen, there is a promotion. Amen. For everything you're going through, every pain that I'm going through, you praise God. Hallelujah. Anyone desire prayer? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Just match star 6. Amen. And come on over. Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
And
thank
the willing
you.
Body. Hallelujah. Let us pray with you. Praise God.
Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen.
Thank you.
And hallelujah. Amen. We're going to unmute. Praise God, amen, the phone, praise God, tonight, amen, to where you can just give God, amen, the praise, amen, on tonight, praise God, hallelujah, amen, and just lift your voices, amen, as loud as you know, praise God, amen, for the words that, amen, oh, magnify the Lord with you, praise God, let us, amen, rejoice, amen, hallelujah, bless his name, praise God, amen, together. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You can unmute your phones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I would like to pray for me for strength and to continue to ask God to use me for his glory.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Praise God. Desire prayer tonight. Amen. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. Hallelujah. Amen. You just want to get rid of it, won't pray for it.
Yes,
glory to
God. Lord,
praise the Lord.
Oh, yes. This is Mel Alexander. I'm asking you all to pray for my grandson. He tested positive for COVID. I'm praying for all the other children in his school that tested positive. And I'm asking you all to continue to keep my family lifted in prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, at the moment, Brother Jamel, just asking for prayer for me and my wife, that the Lord will continue to keep us near the cross. Thank you.
Yes, God. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Near the cross. Yeah.
Amen. I just want to thank God for the word. Thank God for the messenger. And I'd like for us to just pray for him that God will restore to him all that he has given out, and pray much for wife, amen, and pray much for the king, amen, in Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Amen. Just match star 6. Come on over. Glory to God. Amen. Anyone else? Glory to God. Amen. If not, amen. Apostle Russell, amen. We turn it over to you. Amen.
Amen. Dear God, our Father, we thank you tonight in Jesus' name. Your people, God, that came with requests tonight. Sister Cynthia tonight, Houghton tonight, strengthen her, Lord. You know what she's battling. You know what she's trying to come back from, God. Lord God, give her the bounce back anointing, God. Destroy the yokes tonight, Father, right now. Your yoke destroyer tonight. And regulate, Lord, sober the mind. In the name of Holy Spirit, blow on her tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord God, you can do it, God. You can turn it around for her. You can fix it for her. Mend her heart,
yeah,
God, right? We break the chains tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we succumb to you tonight. God, for Mother Alexander's grandson, Lord, and all of those, God, in that classroom, God, oh, Father, that came back positive from COVID, God. We know that you're a healer tonight. We know you're the deliverer, hallelujah. We know that you can't see a level, Messiah. You can, Father, do it, God. Turn it around tonight, God. Right now, turn around for him. Heal tonight, God. And, Father, as this COVID gets keep on, Father, picking up track tonight. We slow it down in the spirit tonight. Father, that is your fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, the kids are going to school, God, and come have to deal with, Lord God, that COVID and, Lord God, monkeypox and all the other. Father, I've covered them. We cover them tonight, God. Oh, cover Mother Alexander family, God. You know, God, this has been a very difficult season, God. This has been a very challenging season, God. But thank you now, God, for going to establish her, Lord. You're going to settle her, Lord. You're going to strengthen her, Lord. You're going to work out, Father. You promised to God. Oh, God, to save God, her children tonight, God. Father, right now, you know what it takes, God. Father, for them to yield. You know what it takes, Lord God, for them to surrender tonight. Father, you know the need, God, the need of plenty, Lord. But your need meter tonight, your way maker tonight, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, even tonight, God, Pastor Bacchus, God, and Apostle Bacchus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you for them tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever warfare, God, that they're under tonight, God, that they're facing tonight, that you will, God, our Messiah, that you will, God, suit them and cover them, Lord, that they will, Father, right now, through what they experiencing right now, God. Get the victory, God, just do what they're experiencing, God, that they will grow, Father. Father, that they will be released to platforms to declare divine
deliverance ministry, Father, with the sword of the Spirit, God, with the apostolic all tonight. Glory to God. Let it rest on them tonight. Let it rest on them, God. They're weary tonight. Their back has been against the wall, God. But I thank you tonight that you come on Shia the Mahaya, that the fire of the Lord, the arrows of God, hallelujah, shoot forward in the name of the Lord. Yes, Lord God, hallelujah, that those right now, Lord, that are instigators, God, those right now, God, that are starting problems, Lord, I thank you now. You said you make a table in the presence of our enemy tonight. I thank you for Brother Jamel, God. I thank you for Sister Jasmine, God. I thank you for the soberness of mind. I thank you for the deliverance, God. I thank you for the next breakthrough, God. I thank you for delivering, God, setting free, God, breaking every chain, making them stronger. Father, like now, what they experiencing, God, is to equip them now. It's to, Lord God, tonight, is to help them now. It's to grow them now. Father, sober-mindedness, when the enemy comes against them like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lift up a standard tonight. I cover the Yoshia. Oh, God, Evangelist Bunch tonight and family. Yes, Lord, right now, Father, what their family is dealing with now. Father, you take the helm. Father, you keep come outside. You call, Father, for a turnaround. You call for a boomerang, God. Right now, what they're facing, God, they she needs strength tonight. If I'm a man, see a little sire. You need a little son, a little sire. Give a miracle tonight. Oh, God, before this season is in, God, right now, God, you're going to give another win. You come on, see a little sire. Let the freshness of God blow on her tonight. Oh, Jesus, it's been a long week, God, but I thank you tonight, but down by Shia, by the end of this week, God, victory shall arise. Oh, Father, resurrection power, restoration, God, reconciliation, God. What the enemy tried to wreak havoc with, he's a defeated foe. We thank you for this, Lord God. Oh, God, tonight, evangelist, God. Oh, Bradley, Annette Bradley tonight. Father, you know, God, the flight that she had. What she have to deal with, God. Father God, we pray that you mount her up tonight. Father, right now, hallelujah. Change tonight, glory. Hallelujah, God. On her post tonight. Father, blessings, Lord God, from everything she has experienced, Lord, for everything that's trying to break her, Lord. But I thank you for expansion. I thank you for enlargement. I thank you for increase tonight. Let go and no enemy, God. My God, right now. We've been in the fire, God, but you've been in there with us now. You're bringing us out of it tonight. Oh, God, with outstretched hands. Oh, God, right now, before the end of this year, God, you're going to announce here. Oh, God, a new makeover. Yes, a makeover, God. Yes, Lord, Ramasia, what you have promised, Lord, you're able to fulfill. A turn, God. The revival. Well, let it break out, Father. Yaman Sakashia. And Nemoshikianoha. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Every enemy, Father, that's been against this ministry. Hallelujah. Yes, it's scattered and burnt up in fire. The blood is against you tonight. The blood, yes, sir. In the name of the Lord. We thank you tonight that we're armed tonight. We thank you tonight, Obosia. My God, that we're alert tonight. We're on our post tonight, and no weapon tonight formed against us tonight shall prosper tonight. The sword of the Spirit tonight in Isaiah that you cut loose tonight. Deliver those, Lord, that embarrassed, Lord, about what they've been going through. But God is not to embarrass them, but it's to deliver tonight. It is to set free tonight. Send the warring angels tonight to break down, Lord God, the devices of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, there are many that's been given mixed signals because, Father, their connection is off. But turn to my God. Align us again. Revive us again. Restore us again. Holy Spirit, I thank you tonight. Holy Spirit. spirit that you're gone tonight. Wake up the world tonight. My God, take our awareness, take our discernment to the next dimension, God, that we may defeat the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, hallelujah. We give you honor, hallelujah. We give you glory tonight. There are marriages, God, that is in trouble tonight. But I thank you tonight that thou come to the aid of the marriage, that thou would reconciliate tonight. Go in that home tonight. There are those right now thinking just because they had to go through so much intense warfare, they couldn't, before they get out of one, that was into another one. But God, you were stabilizing them. You was preparing them, God, for the season to come, for the season to come, for the season to arrive. Hallelujah. That we do not, Father, arrive without substance. Do we not arrive, God? Oh, God, right now, we're double, God. Double for their trouble. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise tonight. We give you honor tonight. We give you glory. It's in your name. Hallelujah. We do declare. Yes, Lord. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just keep hearing it.
Thank you.
Sober-minded. I keep hearing the Lord keep saying, Holy Spirit, sober-minded. Amen. Amen. You know, when you're intoxicated, there is no way you can be sober-minded. Amen. Amen. Thinking faculties are not even your own, but God's going to sober, make us sober-minded. Amen. Amen. In the spirit, amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because what the enemy is after is what God has prepared us for the future and prepared us for the now. And he's trying to get us to stay, amen, in the same boat, the same mentality. But the yoke is destroyed because of the anointing. Sober-minded. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm through tonight. I thank you for this time. Thank you for this space. Amen. I'm not the greatest orator or deliverer. Amen. But I just yield to the word of the Lord. Amen. I just yield to the will of God. Amen. Amen. There are so many, amen, that are very good orators. Amen. But don't, amen, but not living according to the word. Amen. It's the time. Amen. And not amen. Amen. And not getting it. They're not getting it from the throne. Amen. They're getting it from the phone and getting it from YouTube. Amen. But I bring to you, amen, the word of the Lord, amen, amen, that, amen, that we must be alert, amen. We're in the season now that we're going to be challenged on every hand, on every side, but be sober-minded because God got us, amen. God got us, amen. Somebody shout his lung, God got me, amen. I got to be sober-minded. Come on, God got me. He got my family. He got my finances. He has it already. Amen. But we must continue to stay sober-minded. Amen. I thank God for you tonight. Amen. Thank God for this time. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody ought to shout. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
What a night. What a word. Hallelujah. Be sober. Amen, amen. Be alert. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. Amen, because the devil, amen, come as a roaring lion, amen, seeking who he may devour. Glory to God, amen. And we are so grateful, honored tonight. Praise God, amen. I just feel like shouting as loud as I can. Glory to God, amen. Amen, by the word of God, amen, hallelujah, amen. And we thank God tonight for the man of God, amen, that has yielded himself, glory to God, amen, as a willing vessel, amen, to the word of God, amen, to give us what thus says the Lord tonight, amen. And we praise the Lord, amen, again for you, Apostle Russell, amen, glory to God, in your household, amen, tonight, amen, for being with us, amen, on the Prayer News Network. Glory to God, amen. And we just thank the Lord, amen, for all the listeners. Hallelujah, amen. Those, praise God, amen, hallelujah, that's on the Praise God, prayer team. Praise God, amen. We heard you. Glory to God, and we are so honored, amen, for you coming. Praise God, to support, amen. Glory to God, amen. This awesome man of God, amen. And we thank God, amen, for the word, amen. If you found yourself, praise God, amen. They tell me, praise God, if you find yourself, amen, in the word, praise God, amen. Don't get mad. Praise God, as the preacher, praise God, amen, just say, ouch, amen, and knowing the next time, amen, you won't find us in that place when you come back around again, praise God, amen, but sure enough, it's time, amen, for us to be alert, amen, be sober, not drunken, praise God, a drunk person that's drunk, amen, they don't have nothing, praise God, they can't even remember. Glory to God, they ask you, how did I get here? What did I do? What did I say? Praise God, amen. But we got to be sober tonight, praise God, amen, and pay attention. Glory to God, amen, for our surrounding, what's coming in, what's around us, amen, who are we talking to, where are we going, praise God. We have to be alert, amen, and we thank God again for you, and yes, you, for joining us. Praise God, on tonight. Praise God, amen. If we're going to ask you, praise God, we know that you cannot see us, praise God, and we cannot see you, but we're going to ask you to stretch your hands towards the phone, praise God, and we pray, amen, for this man of God, amen, that has delivered, praise God, amen, the word, amen, to us all tonight, amen. Our Father, our God, we thank you tonight, praise God, Lord, for what our ears have heard and what our heart has felt tonight. Father, we ask you to bless him. Father, to restore back to him, Father, everything that he has given out to us. Father, give him a double portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen him. Glory to God. Strengthen his home, oh God. Strengthen, praise God, Lord, the ministry. Strengthen, oh God, Lord, that you will bless his going out and his coming in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the word on tonight, Father. We thank you, hallelujah, because your word bring forth deliverance. Your word bring forth healing, oh God. Your word bring forth peace, mind, salvation in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for everything that you have done tonight, Father. Go with him and be with him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Amen. Again, want to say we thank you tonight. Amen for joining us on Touch. Amen. No, we're not on Touch and Agree. Praise God. Amen. Forgive me. Praise God. Amen. We are on the Prayer News Network tonight. Praise God. And thank God. Amen. Again, for you. But we're going to give you a number. Amen. To where you can get a copy. Amen. Of this broadcast on tonight. Amen. We'll make sure that you get a copy. Amen. Of this broadcast tonight. Amen. And share it. Glory to God. Amen. Share it. Hallelujah. Amen. Because somebody's wondering, amen, why am I sleeping so much? Amen. Why am I dozing off? Amen. Why come every time I read the word, praise God, I get sleepy? Why come when I get ready to pray, amen, I fall asleep? Amen. We got to be alert. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Wondering why. Amen. It's in the word. Amen. So tonight, praise God, we ask you to get your pencil and paper ready. Amen. So you can get these numbers. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, amen, will make sure that you get a copy, amen, of the service tonight. Amen. The number is 912-257-3918. Amen. Again, 912-257-3918. Amen. Just in case you can't get through that number, amen, the next number will be 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. I want you to know, praise God, amen, to our international, praise God, amen, blog talk, amen, WhatsApp, praise God, amen, to make sure that you get, amen, a copy of the service on tonight. Amen. And tell someone, praise God, amen, about the service on tonight. Praise God. And they can also go back on Facebook Live. Amen. Amen. You'll see, praise God, amen, the service on tonight. Amen. Where the service, amen, glory to God, just click on. Amen. And you can hear it also on Facebook Live. Amen. But again, want to say we thank you all so very much, praise God, amen, for your participation, praise God, amen, amen, how you just came, praise God, amen, glory to God, and we just, praise God, praise the Lord together, amen, again, to the host, the visionary, Evangelist Bradley, amen, God bless you, woman of God, we love you, we appreciate what you're doing, praising God, amen, and want you to know, praise God, amen, that the PNN Prayer News Network came, praise God, amen, at a time, amen, to where the churches were shutting down, praise God, back in 2019, if I'm not mistaken, praise God, amen, glory to God, amen, and it's been going ever since then, praise God, amen, and we are so many, praise God, myself, praise God, found myself, amen, found this place, praise God, on Facebook, praise God, amen, because we needed something, amen, the churches was closed, glory to God, amen, and we had an empty void in our life, amen, so we, the Lord directed me, amen, to, amen, Evangelist Bradley, praise God, on the Prayer News Network, praise God, amen, and we thank God, amen, that she definitely, amen, has been a blessing, amen, to us ever since then, amen, and to the advisors, to all of you, praise God, we thank God for you, praise God, amen, as you say, praise God, amen, amen, the apostle has told us, amen, glory to God, to get on our post, praise God, hallelujah, let's get back to where we need to be, amen, and be alert, praise God, amen, again, we'll say we love you, we appreciate you, praise God, amen, we're going to ask, amen, Apostle Russell, amen, he'll close us out, amen, come back, praise God, amen, on tomorrow night at 9, praise God, p.m., same place, same time, praise God, amen, is Dr. Cynthia on? Amen. She may be gone. Praise God. Amen. I wanted to talk a little bit. Praise God. Amen. Apostle Russell, you on?
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. If you want to, amen, amen, talk a little bit. Praise God. Amen. On the prayer. Praise God. Monday through Friday. Glory to God. Amen. In the prayer revival. Amen. That is coming up. Praise God. Amen. So let us know. Praise God. What's going on? Praise God. Yes. Amen. On. Amen. Glory to God. The house of refuge. Praise God. Building the walls prayer team. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Evangelist Martin, for this opportunity. Thank you, Evangelist Annette Bradley, for this opportunity. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We do. House of refuge, building the wall prayer team. Amen. We are, we pray, we have prayer Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. and at 12:30. We take prayer requests and praise reports. Amen. That's Monday through Friday. And every first Saturday, we have prayer. And we're coming third prayer revival, where it is just praying and not preaching, just praying. Amen. Seeking the face of the Lord. Amen. It's watch and pray. It's beginning on August the 29th. Amen. The first night will be Evangelist, amen, Bonds, amen, amen. And the second night, a Brother Jamel. And the third night, Apostle Drew, on that last night of Wednesday, amen. We also have on the 26th of August, we will have Iron Sharpened Iron at 8 p.m., and the speaker will be our host, Dr. Cynthia Gerardo, amen. All of these will be the flyers that will be sent to Evangelist Barnes, amen. You can contact us, amen, by looking at the flyer, amen, and come be with us, share with us, amen. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe, amen. Jesus said that men always pray and not faint, amen, amen. And we certainly know that this world, amen, will be a whole lot worse if it wasn't for the prayers of the righteous, amen. And we continuously pray and believe in God, amen, that things change around and turn around, amen, for the people of God, amen. We thank God for you, amen, and thank God for this time, amen. We desire that you pray for us as we continue to do the will of the Lord, as we shall pray for you, amen. Trust the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge him, he shall direct our path. God bless every one of you. Thank you for the opportunity once again. God bless.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Again, Apostle Russell. Amen. He will be back. Glory to God. Amen. We will give you more information. But again, I want to say we thank you tonight for joining us on the Prayer News Network. Glory to God. Amen. And we could say come back on tomorrow night. Amen. At 9 p.m. Amen. Join us. Tell somebody about the, amen, the service. Praise God on tonight, tomorrow night. Amen. Just tell them about the Prayer News Network. Amen. Again, amen. Evangelist, amen. Bradley, God bless you, woman of God. We appreciate you. Appreciate for what you're doing. Amen. I want to say good night. God bless you. Amen. Be alert. Amen. In Jesus' name, good night. Bless. Bye-bye.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.